We watch so you don't have to. We read so you don't have to with certain books.
That's right.
Here's one. Here's a documentary we watched so you don't have to. It is all about America's biggest retirement community, The Villages, with over 100,000 people living there, getting involved in the sex, the drugs, and the rock and roll. And a new documentary just came out. It's called Some Kind of Heaven. And
My Blue Heaven.
If you listen to our show, you know we do the police report from The Villages from time to time. Brad, the first scene in this documentary shows a lady with a megaphone, okay?
Yeah.
And she is barking out orders to people out in a field, engaged in some kind of activity. And then they get a close-up, and you see that the people are in their golf carts, several golf carts, and they are performing synchronized golf cart driving, like in circles and loops and
counter
all
loops.
Yes.
And going the opposite directions.
And she's in there.
Close passes.
Yeah. The next scene, swimming pool, okay? Several villagers doing synchronized swimming as Neil Sedaka is blaring over the sound system.
That's what I picture the retirement thing to be. Where's Lou Piniella?
Where's
Lou Piniella when you need him?
There is no place like this. This is Nirvana.
When you live here, you kind of become younger.
We have more than 20,000 single people.
After the wife passed, I started nightclubbing. I got a second chance and a second bite at the apple.
When you move here, it is like going off to college.
All right, so they tell the story of the villages through the eyes of a single guy, a single girl, and a married couple. And there's problems with all of these.
Yeah.
The married couple, the problem there
is... Are they swingers?
Well, no. They moved to the villages, and the husband, and I'd say this couple's about 80, he said he moved to the villages to cut loose.
Yeah.
Okay, so he is on drugs. He is on...
Didn't you say there was some cocaine in
this? Yes, this is the guy who's doing marijuana and cocaine and doing blow. And he's acting all kinds of goofy. And meanwhile, the wife is like, well, I just kind of wanted to come here, maybe have a little bit of fun, retire. He's coming here for spring break, you know.
And I'm cutting it with the Metamucil.
Yeah, so there's some tension in that relationship. And then there was a single woman who arrived from Boston, and she's looking for a guy. Oh, breaks your heart, Brad. She's looking for a guy. Her husband had passed away, and so they're following her along, and she goes golf car shopping. Okay,
yeah.
Golf cars, and the guy who is trying to sell her a golf car, and you can see this coming, is her age, and is sweet talking her and everything, and she's falling for him, and I guess one thing leads to another. They end out.
We're going to an all night rave. You want
to
go?
They end up going to like a parrot head function, and she has fallen for this guy, and she thinks this guy might be the next for her. Well, you and I know the deal. He's looking at her as a commission. This guy, terrible thing. And at the at the parrot head function, you see he finds another woman. He gets friendly with her, and you see the scowl on her face. And then the other single guy that they follow, 81-year-old guy who moved from California, drove his van from California to Florida because he is looking for a sugar mama. His name is Dennis, 81 years old.
I came down here from California to meet some wealthy women and get set up for life. What I'm looking for is a companion, a nice-looking lady with some money. That looks good that I'd be not embarrassed to be seen on the street with.
Now,
what are you bringing to the table, cowboy?
A van and a DUI fugitive is also what he is.
That's what he's bringing.
Drives to the villages, and he doesn't have a place to stay.
He can't even drive the golf cart.
He's kind of like living in his van. He's a good-looking dude. He's got some game. He's 81 years old, and he's living in his van and trying to fall in with a woman who will take him in. Eventually, he finds an old girlfriend. He keeps getting noped, and eventually he finds a woman from his past who takes him in.
A retread.
Yeah, and she, of course, is doing all the work, and he pretty much isn't doing anything.
Yeah. He's like, hey, honey, I got us some tickets to the Tony Bennett tribute concert going on at 2:30 this afternoon. You want to go?
Yeah. So they show the whole setup there, everything they got going on in, at the Villages, and it's something else. But you see how it is for all the single. There's a lot of single people there, 20,000, as they mentioned. All right, here's a quiz. Top, what are the top pickup spots at the Villages, according to Dennis, this 81-year-old guy? What do you think are the three places at the Villages? This could apply to most communities.
All right.
The three biggest pickup spots.
I'm saying the pharmacy. I'm saying you're meeting some girls at the pharmacy. I'm thinking you're meeting some girls at the grocery store. And I don't know, maybe out at the pool at the aerobics, you know, the aerobics deal or you know, the water aerobics thing.
Swimming pool is number three on the list. That's number three. Swimming pool is the third best pickup spot. The first place you go to, because they are plentiful at the Villages, the bars. Okay. You go there first. Bars number one, he says. Church number two, and you see him in church. He has no interest in what's going on in church. He's just looking around. He is scoping out the talent in church. And number three is the swimming pool. That's where
pharmacy came in at four. Yes,
yeah. The Villages. It's called Some Kind of Heaven is the name of the documentary.
I came down here from California to meet some wealthy women and get set up for life. What I'm looking for is a companion. A nice-looking lady with some money that looks good that I'd be not embarrassed to be seen on the street with.
Who knew retirement could be this much fun?
Brad and John.
Coming back. I'm done. I've had it.
KISM.